As a child, commentator and medical student Joe Wright spent a lot of time riding around in the back of pickup trucks. Now he's not so sure that that was such a good idea.
Nowadays, my home state of California and many other states have had the good sense to stop people from riding in the back of pickup trucks without seats and seatbelts, and most especially not children. When I was a kid, I don't know if the dangers occurred to anyone else, but they certainly didn't occur to me. My stepdad Ernie drove a pickup truck, an old blue Dodge. Sometimes I rode up front, but sometimes I rode in back, sometimes with our dog Lydia, a Labradorish mutt. If she was somewhere I couldn't hold her, Lydia would sometimes slide across the truck bed when we went around turns. Of course, things didn't always go perfectly in the back of the truck. In a carpool of first through third graders riding in the back of Ernie's blue truck, sometimes one of the kids had to ride up front because he'd been standing up at stoplights and giving the finger to other motorists. Nothing really bad ever happened, and none of us thought of the back of the truck as risky. Still, I support laws stopping people and dogs bouncing around without seatbelts or restraints in the back of trucks. Of course, most of the time, nothing bad happens. And that's why I'm sure that as each new state passes this kind of law, some folks get mad about how all the fun is being drained out of life. But one academic analysis of national accident data showed that people who ride in the back of pickup trucks are about 8 times more likely to die in a crash than people who are sitting in front with seatbelts. But I think there's a way to balance fun and safety. If you look at the state laws on this issue, some have been thoughtful enough to include exceptions for people riding in trucks traveling below 8 miles per hour while in parades. This suggests a solution to the dilemma. We need more parades.
Joe Wright is a medical student at Harvard Medical School.